Good afternoon, Lee, and afternoon, listeners.
You've got a new book for us today. What is it?
We have. Now, today, this is a title that's already attracting some attention from keen bushwalkers. And I'm referring to the release of the revised edition of the Abels, Volume 2, Part A.
Right.
Now, that sounds like quite a mouthful, and I need to explain to listeners just what's exactly happening with the guidebooks to Tasmania's mountains, which are called the Abels. So previously, there used to be an Abels Volume 1, which covered, loosely speaking, the northern section of Tasmania and the eastern section of Tasmania, all in one book. And there was a Volume 2, which covered everything basically to the south of the Pyman River and to the east of the Lyell Highway. So what we'd loosely speaking describe as the southwest.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these new editions are going to be a little bit different. There's going to be a completely revised edition of Abels Volume 1, and Volume 2 is going to be split into two parts. So there's going to be a Volume 2 Part A and a Volume 2 Part B. So, very excited because the first book in the reprints that's come out is Volume 2 Part A. Volume 1 is going to be available, well, if we're really, really lucky and keep our fingers and toes crossed, just before Christmas. And then Part B of Volume 2 will be coming out sometime next year, but we don't know precisely when.
Right, okay, so let's do...
We clarified that, yes.
All right, let's do the plug now.
Now, for the book itself, okay, so those people who know their bushwalking books will be a little bit familiar with the Abels. The Abels, it's a guidebook, or are guidebooks, to climbing all of Tasmania's mountains that are over 1,100 metres high.
Okay.
And there, some of them are very well, very, very well known. Things like Ben Lomond, Mount Ossa, Cradle Mountain, Mount Roland, Black Bluff, Barn Bluff, and you go down into the south of the state and you've got things like Mount Anne and Federation Peak and Projection Bluff and et cetera, et cetera. But there are also a lot of other mountains. In fact, I think in total there are 158 mountains in Tasmania that are over 1,100 metres high.
No way.
There are. And in fact, if listeners don't already know this, there are very, very keen people in Tasmania who are progressively climbing all of them.
And why wouldn't you?
I know. Why wouldn't you? As Edmund Hillary said, because it's there.
You sound like somebody with experience, Tim, are you?
Oh, no. I mean, I find these books very interesting, and I do read my share of them, and I enjoy a bit of a bushwalk, but this stuff is hardcore bushwalking, and it's a bit more hardcore than I really want to go to. But I admire people who have a crack at this because you go to some stupendously beautiful parts of Tasmania.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, very quickly, this book, Bill Wilkinson and his team of writers have put this book together. They've got the... Volume 2 covers a section of Western Tasmania which could loosely be described as an eastern section, which is to the east of Queenstown, going out as far as Frenchman's Cap, but not as far as the southern mountains in the Cradle Mountain Lake St Clair National Park. And then the second section of this book, the western section, very much the mountains that are around Queenstown and that are around Rosebery.
Ah, right.
So it's quite detailed. In both sections, I think there are about seven mountains off the top of my head to climb in both of those two sections. So you've got around 14, 15 mountains to do in total in this particular book. Each walk is very, very fully detailed in terms of where you go to start the walk and then what you will experience along the way. Also things like, is it a day walk or will you have to camp overnight to complete the walk? So that kind of information's there. And then the other thing that Bill and his team have done has been to include in the book a lot of information about the geology, of the mountains that you're climbing, the meteorology, the weather that you're going to experience, the alpine vegetation that you'll see, the birds of Tasmania that are in those particular regions, and yeah, just there's an absolute fount of extra information about the regions you're travelling in, on top of the basic information as to where to go and how to do it.
Yeah, right. Well, there's a great idea for a Chrissy gift, or maybe somebody that's looking to go for a bit of a walk this weekend.
Oh, look, a perfect Christmas present for the keen bushwalker. And if you're a bushwalker that has done a bit of bushwalking and is thinking about, oh, maybe I'll just broaden my horizons and just stretch my capabilities, this might be inspiration to go exploring a little bit further off the beaten track.
Right, what's the title again? I'm not even going to try to attempt it.
No, it's a mouthful, so we'll go through it in full detail. It's called The Ables, and then the subtitle is A Comprehensive Guide to Tasmania's Mountains Over 1,100 Metres High, Volume 2, Part A.
Right.
And that's it in a nutshell.
Lovely, great to talk to you as usual on a Thursday. Tim Gott, Devonport Bookshop, thank you.
Very good. Thanks very much, Lee.
You've also got, before we go, an event coming up on Saturday at the shop, don't you?
We have, yes, Lee. I mustn't forget this because we're really excited. A local author, Amanda Shea, is coming into the bookshop this coming Saturday at 11 o'clock, and she's going to be talking about her little novel written for primary age children or even lower high school called Rocky. And as I say, Amanda will be in the shop from 11. She's going to read a little section out of the book, and then she'll be happy to answer questions from young readers or young readers' parents. And for anyone that wants to buy a copy, she'll be only too happy to sign it for them.
Excellent. So Saturday morning, that's from 11?
From 11 o'clock, yes.
Good. All right. Thank you very much. Hope that's a success. We'll chat to you next week.
We will indeed, Lee. Thanks very much.